USA Radio News.
Former President George H.W. Bush is making his final trip to Washington, D.C. Now, Bush's casket arrived at Ellington Field in Houston en route to Washington, D.C. to a full military ceremony. As you heard there with the band playing Hail to the Chief, the Honor Guard moved the body onto Air Force One, which is being called Special Mission 41, for the flight to Washington, D.C. Former Vice President Dick Cheney on Fox News Sunday pays his respects to George H.W. Bush.
His knowledge of foreign leaders, people he'd worked with over the years, his understanding of the military, he was a great leader.
The Pentagon is identifying a fourth U.S. service member killed after an explosion in Afghanistan. 24-year-old Army Sergeant Jason Mitchell McCleary was the fourth person killed from a roadside bomb on November 27th. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Indeed knows it's hard to find qualified candidates when you're hiring.
It's like finding a unicorn.
But when you post your job on Indeed, it's easy to find people with the skills you need.
Nurse practitioner, 4+ years experience, acute care certification.
Indeed has a huge pool of amazing candidates and screener tools that help you find your most qualified applicants.
Whoa, an entire shortlist of unicorns.
See why more than 3 million companies worldwide use Indeed to hire. Post your job at Indeed.com/hire. Indeed, the world's number one job site. Source.com score total visits.
An official message from Medicare. Open enrollment ends soon.
So now's the time to be open-minded.
Look at everything, like prescription drug plans and Medicare Advantage plans from private insurers.
Why? Because plans change. So can your health needs.
I found lower costs and extra benefits and saved money.
Open to something better? Visit Medicare.gov or call 1-800-MEDICARE today.
Open enrollment ends December 7th.
Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Brenda Snipes, the embattled Broward County, Florida election supervisor, has rescinded her resignation, vowing to fight to the very end. USA Radio Network's John Clemens reports.
Despite her earlier resignation over Florida's controversial recount of ballots, Snipes has now changed her mind.
We've made lots of achievements, accomplishments, and have always done our work in an air of quality and integrity.
Outgoing Florida Governor Rick Scott accepted her resignation, then suspended her from office on Friday following the voting and ballot controversies that culminated in the 2018 midterms when the GOP had to sue her to get public information.
Aftershocks from the massive earthquake that happened on Friday in Alaska are prompting state workers to get the day off. No deaths or serious injuries are reported from the 7.0 magnitude earthquake on Friday, which was centered near Anchorage. Hundreds of aftershocks have been recorded in and around Anchorage. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
President Trump is agreeing with Chinese leaders not to impose any new tariffs for 90 days while the trade talks continue. Christian Witten was a senior advisor to President Donald Trump and President George W. Bush. He tells Fox News what this deal is all about.
I think the president in this agreement may have undercut the emerging strategic vision that we're going to be much tougher on China militarily and economically that was articulated by Vice President Pence at a speech at the Hudson Institute and again at APEC. Right now, the Chinese, I think they've won one. And President Trump, I think he will be tough, and I hope at the end of 90 days he is tough if the Chinese haven't done anything.
Georgia's election infrastructure is a big issue in a Tuesday election runoff for Secretary of State. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has the details.
The runoff election for Georgia's Secretary of State pits Republican State Representative Brad Raffensperger against former Democratic Congressman John Barrow. Neither won more than 50% of the votes on Election Day. At stake in the runoff, the ability to reshape the state's election system, which came under a national microscope during the recent race for governor between Democrat Stacey Abrams and Republican Secretary of State, now Governor-elect Brian Kemp. Raffensperger has defended how Georgia canceled the registrations of hundreds of thousands of voters, and he says he'll make sure only legal citizens can cast ballots. Barrow says changes are needed, but he says while Georgia does a pretty good job of keeping people from cheating, it does a lousy job of making it easier for people to vote.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.